Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Okay. I was trying to figure out what was this charge from, and she said it was from anti-aging cream that I have not received.
Okay. Allow me a moment to go ahead.
I didn't put the order in.
Allow me a moment to go ahead and pull up this account in order. Can I have the, if you don't mind, can you please provide me, ma'am, with the zip code and first and last name, please?
Zip code is 44108. My name is Veronica Nichols.
44108. Thank you.
Great.
Can I have the first and last name, please?
Veronica Mickey.
Thank you. Looking up an account with that information. Give me a moment, please.
I don't have an account.
Okay, can I have the shipping address, please, ma'am?
10321 Kenton Avenue, Apartment 2.
You said Kenton Avenue, Apartment 2?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, I pulled up the account with that information. Allow me a moment to go ahead and review this, please.
Oh, boy.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just reviewing the account. Give me a moment, please.
What's the name of the company again? Hello?
Well, one moment, ma'am. I'm reviewing to see what you had with us. Give me just a moment.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what is the name of the company that
yes, ma'am. I'm trying to review the account, see what you had, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to look into right now. Give me a moment, please. Okay, so I'm showing it's for the Evelie Miracle Cream Moisturizer and Serum. It's spelled E-L-A-V-I-E. I believe I mispronounced that. That's the spelling of it. E-L-A-V-I-E. That's the name of the company, and that was for the face cream and eye serum is what you had with us, ma'am. Do you remember placing the order for any face cream or eye serum?
No, I haven't.
This would have been done back in November, ma'am, is when the initial trial was created for the $4.95. Do you remember doing any trial for $4.95 back in November?
Yeah, and I want
to. Ma'am.
But it charged me $94.90.
So it was a trial period, is what you had signed up for, ma'am? When you selected the $4.95 trial, that was a full 30-day supply that was shipped out to you. And you had initially a 14-day trial period before it was going to bill the end of trial costs and then place you on automated billing and shipping each month, ma'am.
I don't understand how that happened because I don't remember giving them my entire number.
Did you authorize the charges for the shipping costs, ma'am?
Not no $94.90.
No, ma'am, I'm asking about the shipping costs for the initial trial. For the $4.95 back on 1106. Did you authorize those charges, ma'am?
The $4.
Yes, yeah, so when you entered in your card information and all your information, you had to agree to the initial terms and conditions, which stated that you were going to be billed the membership, the end of trial cost after the 14 days, ma'am. So it automatically billed your card information after that trial period ended.
And I'm telling you now, I didn't want this. I don't need it for $94.90. That's too much.
I understand, ma'am. I do apologize. I will be happy to go ahead and assist you with getting this. As you see, it's been canceled out regarding the actual charges. They're not fraudulent, so I can't file it as fraud since you did initially create the account and select the order.
But the thing about it is fraud. It didn't say nothing about no.
Ma'am, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
I didn't see that.
Okay, well, it's not fraudulent since you did have to agree to the terms and conditions when placing the order for the trial. Now,
agree to pay no $95.
Ma'am, it was stated in the terms and conditions when you had selected the order for the trial for the face cream and eye serum and had authorized the charges for the shipping for that, you had to agree to the terms and conditions, which stated you were signing up for a trial period. It was going to be a 14-day trial period. You would receive during the trial full 30-day supply of the product. If you did not want to be billed outside of the 14-day trial period, you would need to call back to cancel before it bills the end of trial costs and places you on automated billing and shipping, ma'am.
Okay. And
all of that was
disclosed
in terms and conditions, ma'am.
Excuse me.
So it's not fraudulent.
I'm telling you right. Okay, but I'm telling you right now, I need that return back to me. And I want that canceled.
Yes, ma'am. Your account's canceled out, ma'am. But the charges are not fraudulent, ma'am. So I can't file it as fraud. I'll be happy to provide you, though, with your cancellation number. You ready for that, ma'am?
Hold on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my pen and paper out.
Of course. Take your time.
Okay, what is it?
Cancellation is C like in Chuck.
C like in Chuck?
Correct. 6635258 01. Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
ma'am, your account's canceled out.
It's 6635258 801.
Correct, ma'am.
Okay, so I can't get my money back for the month.
I do apologize, ma'am. I can't file as fraud. The charges are valid charges, ma'am.
It's not fraudulent.
Ma'am, when you had to agree to the terms and conditions, it stated you were signing up for the trial period, so they are valid charges.
But I don't care how much you argue. But I
ma'am,
didn't agree
for you to process the trial period as it states in the terms and conditions, you would have had to call in and cancel within the 14-day trial that was provided for you to read at checkout and before checkout those said terms and conditions, ma'am, that you had to agree to process the trial period. So the charges are valid charges. There will not be any more charges going forward. Your account is canceled though for you.
Okay, you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Fuck y'all.
Excuse me, ma'am?